Hell yeah, New York. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Look at this. This is awesome. Everyone's having fun here. See, that's why I love comedy. So many people are like, oh, comedy divides nowadays. No, it fucking doesn't. It does not divide. It's not dividing us. Think about what's happening right now. Right now, you're in a room with hundreds of strangers. You don't know these people. Right now, no one gives a shit who you voted for. No one gives a shit what race you are. No one gives a shit who you fuck. No one gives a shit what gender you identify as. Right now, everyone in this room at the exact same time is having the exact same thought. Dwarves are funny. It's awesome. It's wonderful. I'm glad comedy could be that place where everyone comes together and has fun. Because it seems like everything else is trying to divide us. Everything else. Oh my God. Beer almost caused a civil war not too long ago. Beer, holy shit, and it happened overnight. Overnight, one night you drink a Bud Light, you were a redneck. The next night, you were a transgender activist. Like, what? That change was so fast, even transgender people were like, too much change. Now, for those of you who don't know what happened with Bud Light, let me explain. There was a controversy. Dare I say, a brouhaha. The controversy happened when Bud Light announced they have a transgender spokesperson, and some people flipped the fuck out. I don't care. I want everyone to get a job. Like, I support transgender people. They're a marginalized group. I want them to be successful because I am also a marginalized group. I know, some of you are like, but Brad, you're white. The other thing. I want transgender people to get spokesperson jobs because if they get spokesperson jobs, eventually Hollywood will work its way down to little people and I'll get a spokesperson job. And I could be a great spokesperson. I could sell you a product. I could sell you some Bud Light. Light? That'd be a great commercial. Bud Light, light. It gets you a little drunk. Find it in the minibar. I think more companies should hire transgender people to be their spokespeople. Absolutely. Snickers 100% should hire a transgender spokesperson because you're not you when you're hungry. Grab a Snickers. May or may not contain nuts. Now, don't get me wrong. I am of two minds of this subject. One part of me wants every company to stop putting politics in their commercials. Leave it the fuck out. Don't tell me who you're voting for. Show me the product. Show me if it works. I'll decide if I want to buy it or not. That's part of me. But the other part of me wants every product, every company to pick an ideology and lean the fuck in. Make everything about your product, about your ideology. I don't care about that because of politics. I don't give a shit about politics. I just want to see the commercials. I want to see those commercials. Can you imagine those commercials for those products? A Liberal laundry detergent? You wouldn't want to watch that commercial? Libtide? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, that'd be a great ad. Liberal laundry detergent. We make all colors equally bright. Well, what does it do for the whites? It does nothing for the whites! It cancels the whites! Be a great commercial. You throw in a white t-shirt, it comes out a pride flag. Fucking hilarious. I want Liberal laundry detergent and I want conservative maxi pads. Conservative maxi pads. How funny would that be? Are you a strong conservative woman? Well, there's only one maxi pad strong enough to stand up against your red wave. From the makers of My Pillow. QAnon conservative maxi pads. Now with wings, but just the right wing. QAnon maxi pads. The box is blue and white because we know you bleed red. I know it sounds crazy, but it's coming, man. It's coming. Because everything divides us now. Everything. One of the most divisive things in our country right now is the news. The news. The news is not supposed to divide you. It's just supposed to be information. But even they have an agenda. Their agenda is they want you to watch more news. They try to get you mad at each other. They make you think everyone in our country is either on the far left or the far right. And I don't think that's the case. I think the vast majority of us are sick and tired of the far left. And sick and tired of the far right, okay? We're hanging out in the middle. We're not far left. We're not like, wear five masks, get vaccinated 14 times, never go outside. If you do go outside, if you're alone, by yourself, in a car, wear a mask. If you're masturbating, wear two masks and goggles for a completely separate reason. Never go outside. There's too many variants. You go outside, you'll kill your grandma. We're not that, and we're not Florida. And the main ideology of both sides is simply that they're not the other side. That's all they argue. We're not those guys. When really they have a lot in common. Both sides are snowflakes. Both sides can't take a fucking joke to save their life. Both sides try to cancel shit. Both sides, they see one thing they don't like, they try to shut it down. Right now there's a group on the far right that's trying to cancel the children's show Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig. I know you're confused, because if you know that show, you know Peppa Pig is a great show. It's charming. It's about a bunch of farm animals. They have British accents. They all have human characteristics. It's a delightful show. But the controversy happened when the show announced they want to introduce a same-sex couple on their show. They want two male dogs, and they're going to have a dog kid. Me, I was like, great, that's wonderful. Representation matters. But for some people, they got very upset. They're like, well, I don't want my son seeing some dogs do some gross shit. He watches your dog lick its own asshole. Well, it might turn him gay. No, it won't. No, it fucking won't. Because nothing turns you gay. Nothing. I can watch 90 hours of gay porn. I'm not going to be like, I wonder what's on Bravo. Now, I understand there's going to be people out there that disagree with me. And I also know that as a comedian, I'm probably not going to change your mind. All I can say is, what are you truly afraid of in that situation? What do you think's gonna happen? Because it's a children's show. All that's gonna happen, there's gonna be two male dogs, they'll stand next to each other, they might hold hands, and the kid will call both of them dad. That's it. Your worst fear is not gonna come true. You're not gonna turn on a children's show and it's gonna be two dogs sucking on each other's pink things, okay? That's not gonna go down. It's not gonna be like, which one's the gay dog? Oh, the one with nine nipples pierced. That is not... There's not going to be a very special episode where Peppa Pig comes out. It's like, are you a top dog or a bottom dog? It's not. The dog's not going to howl and be like, ah, no. The dog's not going to introduce himself and be like, okay, my pronouns are arf and ruff. Both sides cancel shit. Right now, there's a group on the far left in Canada that successfully canceled the name of a youth hockey division because they said it was too offensive. Don't worry, I'll tell you the name. The name of the youth hockey division, and it's been this way for years, has always been the midget division. Now, I feel like I'm uniquely qualified to talk about this. And me personally, I was not offended. I was not. To me, it made sense. Kids, small, midget division, okay. I'm also kind of proud. We're the only disability that got our own division. The only one. Yeah, the only one. Nobody else got their division. You can't go out on a Friday and watch the cystic fibrosis slap the puck. It's not gonna happen. But some people got offended, and they complained, and they changed the name of the division. The problem is that the new name, I think, is worse. It is, because the new name of the youth hockey division in Canada is the under 18s. Right? That's icky as shit. Oh my God, the under 18s? What the fuck? You can't go to your friends and be like, hey, it's Friday night. Let's go watch the under 18s. You can't say that. The under 18s, my God, why don't you just call it the barely legal division? The commissioner can be Jared from Subway. The under 18s? You can't call a youth hockey division the under 18s. Nobody's going to want to score on the under 18s. At least not before the first period. Now, some of you, that joke may have offended you. Okay. I'm not saying you're not allowed to be offended. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying you're not allowed to have things that you don't like and you don't prefer. Absolutely not. I'm just saying that we should probably draw a line between I don't like it and it should not exist. There has to be a compromise in between those. Because there's plenty of things we all don't like. I don't like a lot of shit, okay? I don't like the Disney classic film Snow White. I hate that movie. I could think of, you know, 7 reasons off the top of my head. But just because I don't like the movie does not mean it should not be allowed to be out there. You're an adult. You can make that decision for yourself. We don't do that with other things. We don't do that with stuff like sports. You're allowed to like whatever sports team you like. Your friend can like whatever sports team they like. You could still be friends. That's part of the fun, is you like different teams. You watch a game. You talk some shit. It's great.